Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, we got this email earlier, real early in the show. We go back in this for a second here, but I want Tyler Walsh to tell us what Iowa town this sounds like, because you have specific Iowa towns that you think weird stuff happens in. Like, oh, that's very Glenwoodish. Sure, that's very what was a couple other ones you mentioned? Fort Dodge. That's very Fort Dodge-ish. Good morning, gentlemen. Listen to you guys every day at work while I'm a bit delayed. I have recently been given permission by my wife of 20 years to go find an F-buddy. I have not looked for anyone else in 20 years with two jobs, a wife, and four kids. I rarely have time to do anything else. We have coupled friends, so the options aren't there. I love that. We just said, I can't bang any of our friends because they're married or something like that. I work in construction remodeling, so it's mainly men, and my kids are involved in activities. Needless to say, very little free time to search. I'm 44 years old, pretty good shape, former college athlete, and I'm lost in the technology daring environment out there today. Please help me. Okay. What town in Iowa?
That sounds a little Boone, Iowa. Kind of in shape.
Played for Boone, Iowa State.
Yeah. He might have been an Iowa State guy. He's a clone or a hawk at a... I got it.
Settled down in Boone.
All right.
Options got slim.
All right.
Toby Kays wasn't putting out.
Yeah, oh, your name dropping. Good.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name of the bar, Toby Kays.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool.
It's the one I've almost had my butt beat in several times.
Is that a sexual thing or is it just a fight?
Yeah. No, did you want
a
that?
Fight. Yeah. A fight about sexual things.
Okay. Could be a big city. Guy could be calling. It could be emailing us from Omaha or Wichita or Lincoln, we don't know. But we haven't really helped this guy out too much, except for the fact that we think that he has to listen to the podcast. He's going to get back to us hopefully tomorrow.
I like to think I heard some smaller town distress in that voice.
Okay, it could be. Yeah, well, you read into it. That's why I let you hear that, because you actually narrowed down not just a small town, you specific small towns. Very Boone, Iowa-ish. If this guy's from Boone, I'm going to freak out. I'm going to go, you're
yeah.
Well, in that case, the answer is easy. Then just go to a bar in the big city.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just get laid, though.
Right.
It would be a lot harder if he's in a small town.
Right.
Yeah, because everyone knows their business. Everyone would know. Yeah. Oh, he just got a hall pass.
Did you hear Dan's looking for Strange?
Yeah. what you'd have to do if you stayed within the small town is you'd have to go to the other bar, the one that you're not the regular at.
Yeah, but they all know. Mm-hmm. If it's that small, both bars, you know who they are.
Yeah, right? It is. Yeah.
Usually that's part of the rotation for the night. Right. Hit all three bars in the same town.
Yep.
Whoa, three bars. That's a big town.
Yep.
Boone has three.
Yeah. we only had two where I was growing up.
Boone. All right. So, yeah, we suggested, you know, a hooker.
Yeah, because none of us.
And we also suggested.
Even thought what we'd do if we were put in that position.
Because we know it wouldn't happen.
Right.
Flounder. I think that's what we'd do.
Well, first of all, I'll be honest with you. You know, coming from a faithful man, I'd be kind of sad. Because your wife's pretty much just giving up on you, on the relationship.
It's a sad commentary on your relationship.
Right. Yeah. It'd be kind of a sad thing. Well, this is pretty much over then if you're offering this to me. But
at the same time,
can we get past it after I go get laid?
This guy might really think he earned this. What? This guy might really think he earned this.
Well, all guys probably think that. They probably think they earned it, but what do you mean by earned it?
But at the same time, when she gives you the pass to go, just go find somebody, this is probably not the first time you've realized the relationship is not well.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, you come out of nowhere.
Oh, you've probably been dealing with that thought for quite a while before it gets to this.
For a little while.
Or maybe just don't.
Don't find the F buddy.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but we don't know if that's a possibility in this situation because he's actually given a free pass.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how bad the relationship ends, he's got to take it.
But you would almost rather she say, let's just have an open relationship instead of you go find somebody.
Yeah.
That just shows she's no longer interested
at all. Did she become asexual?
Right. And is he getting the pass now because the other ones weren't approved of?
No, it doesn't seem like he's been cheating.
Yeah, it seems like he's been faithful.
Right. I think
the email sounds like he's been faithful.
If there were dalliances.
He says, I never done anything. Yeah.
If you are in Boone, I would like to go out with you for a night.
And I don't think it's because the D is so good that she wants everybody, the other people, to experience it too. No, I can't keep this just for me.
No,
yeah. I think it's more along the lines.
Otherwise, my share.
You have to share this with the world.
That's just so good, man.
A good artist can't.
I got to share this with my friends.
Yeah.
The whole world should know about this.
No, I think it's more along the lines of the other email we got from the guy whose wife said, go ahead, because I don't think you can, you know?
Yeah.
Just to prove to him that he's got zero game and couldn't get laid if he tried.
I don't know. This sounds like a guy can get laid. And the other guy proved he did, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying this guy's wife might not think he can. Right. He could actually do it. So she said, fine, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
No, we don't know the dating app world.
No, I looked on Ashley Madison, but Puss hasn't logged in a couple months, so.
He's going to have to find the best picture of him with a fish to put on Tinder.
Yeah.
I've got some I can lend him.
Of course you do.
That burns me so bad when there'll be some comics go up at open mics around here, and they'll just crap on. Which it's been done how many times, crapping on guys holding up pictures in there.
Oh, the fish, right? Yeah.
I have. They're always doing that bit, and I'm in the back, like, yep. I had that one. Like, I once got on stage after a guy did that, a show, and then crowd the audience to the front of the stage and just showed them all of my profile pictures that have been fished on online dating sites.
We follow a Twitter site where the girls are all gorgeous and all in bikinis holding up fish.
There's fish in those pictures?
Yeah. And a lot of those fish are big, but the women are all gorgeous.
I've never even seen the fish.
What's it called, the Twitter site?
I don't even.
It's a lady's name.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. It's a woman's name, and she just posts pictures of hot chicks.
Guys get angry on the fishing pages I'm on because they'll hold up a good fish.
Yeah.
And it'll get 100 likes. Right. People say nice catch.
Right.
And then they'll have a good looking girl hold up not a very big fish.
Thousands.
And get 1,500 likes.
Sure.
Sweetie, that catch is the catch of a lifetime. You'll see people like, the only reason people like it's because she's good looking.
Yes.
It's not that big of a fish.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's
not that the attraction.
Big, right?
You guys are freaks, man. You fish.
No one is liking the fish.
You fish guys are freaks, man.
I don't know if
it's a catch.
Twitter or Reddit. But there's a site out there where a woman goes through, guys holding up fish.
Right.
And she says nothing about the guy. She just talks about the fish.
Oh, that's funny.
She rates the fish.
That's funny.
Well, that bass isn't very fat.
I'm guessing if you're on a dating site, if you're on a dating site and holding up a fish, you probably should. I mean, I think that should be something later, Like, hi, I enjoy walks on the beach. And this fish. I don't think they work on dating sites, do they?
Depends
on the woman you're trying to attract.
But they also say women, in general, women don't want to see the guy with their dog with a handkerchief around its neck. You can have one of them, but don't put it in the photo.
I don't think they want to see the guy at all because they don't want it with its kid. What are you supposed to do?
Right. I don't get it either. But
for me in a city, though, a picture of me with a fish or me with my pet donkey, that just cuts right through all the people can't handle you anyways.
Oh, that's true. But you, yeah, you were never on a dating site, were you?
Oh, I've been on some.
Oh, you were? Okay.
I've had some history.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But
know
like, that. While
Tinder,
I lived...
Tinder?
Tinder. What's the one where the girls
Bubble.
Do it?
Bumble. Okay. So it cuts
while
through.
Living in Omaha.
Okay, yeah. So cut women that appreciate that, you cut through a bunch of dudes, right? Okay, I got it. Did you meet anybody you liked?
Was never it been just, real successful with it.
Was it hookups too, or just was it? You wanted to find out a date.
I've had one or two over like 6 or 7 years of off and on trying.
And that one, obviously, you've been seeing somebody in the past year or so, but.
So when I first moved here, putting a donkey picture on there,
really?
Just get who in this city wants to be a little weird?
Yeah.
Because like my profile picture for a long time was me just riding a donkey down a highway.
Was it really?
With a big red hat on.
This is a thing.
And then I just want that girl the right way to go like, okay, this guy's not wanting you. Just
I like
gonna
it.
Want to go out
you
to Vallis.
You stood out. You stood out. I got it. Yeah. You're not a guy. Standing in the cityscape, looking all stuck. No.
I also have gotten some messages like, why the F is there a donkey in your picture?
You say, well, go out with me and you'll find out.
Yeah. I don't know. You want to go metal detecting?
Yeah, I tell him my donkey's name is Brutus.
How about the
I get some.
Bumble's the one where they have to contact you, right?
Oh, yes.
Got a phone call. Hang on.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, James is going to give us a little insight into the hall pass. What's your situation?
Well, I'm a traveling welder. You know, sometimes I might be home for a couple months, or I'll be on the road, you know, weeks on end.
Got it. Some big job somewhere where you're hours away?
Yeah, like right now I'm up in, I'm like 40 minutes east and north of Sioux City, South Dakota, or Sioux Falls, whichever one that is.
Okay. And your hometown is where?
Washington, Kansas, where Tyler Walsh was for that little cow bucking thing.
Oh, okay.
How do you know that?
Because I listened to the show and I live there.
He lives there. I've talked about that. I was like, oh, my God, he knows where I had my 21st birthday. Was he there?
People listen to the show.
I wasn't there.
Now just don't swear next time. Then you don't have to say sorry. Okay. Don't swear now. So you're on the how long you been married?
You have a hall pass?
Yeah. We've been together for 7 years.
Okay, but you know, it's probably easier if you're working out of town all the time.
Now does she have a hall pass or you're out of town?
Yeah.
Okay, got
it. Because like I said, I might be gone for like a month or so, and I get the fact she might need some company too, and I can't always provide if I'm not there.
A month? Okay, she can't. Okay, so
sometimes
who gets it more then? Because you're a traveling welder.
Or don't you share that information?
Oh yeah, well, we can share it. She gets it more than I do.
Well, you figured that just because we're dudes and we're
not because of you,
because the woman has to just say, "Hey, all right." How often do you get it? Because you're on a welding site. Did you go out of bars that night looking for women or what?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can. I've had a few offers. I've never acted on it. But
okay. Oh, you've
I
never...
know she's been with just... Yeah, I've never slept with anybody else.
How come?
I don't know. Feels weird I guess.
But she did?
Yeah, two guys. But
in your
I'm okay with it because she told me.
Okay, but in that small town, do you know these guys?
No.
Okay.
She, like, went down to, like, Manhattan.
Oh, Oh, Kansas. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
Kansas. Yeah.
Manhattan.
Do you have rules? Would you want it to be somebody that you know?
Yeah, that's the thing is I don't know him. It's none of my friends, you know, nothing like that.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I just need to know, you know, where she's at, and then she has to be back that night, that kind of thing.
Now, this sounds kind of sad to me because you feel like you love your wife too much to act on your hall pass?
Not only that, but, like, when we're working up on these jobs, we're putting it, and we're working from, you know, dark to dark.
Yeah, you're
so
tired.
You put in 12 hours. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Tired.
You're exhausted.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, man. Yeah.
Yep. So it's been a couple times you go to the bar, get rowdy with your coworkers, and then you're too damn drunk. Like, sorry, lady.
Yeah, you're not.
Nope. I gotta get home.
Yeah, I get.
I gotta get back to the hotel because I gotta get up in 4 hours.
Okay, whose idea was it? Since you're on the road once in a while, to give the hall pass, hers or yours?
It was actually hers because she felt bad for me and she's obviously had, let's say she's more experienced partner wise than I was.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So she's like, you might as well go ahead and get somewhere out there. And I mean, she didn't do anything for like 6 months. So I know she didn't like have a dude lined up and just wanted to jump in the saddle.
Yeah. That was a question I was going to ask. Do you have kids?
Yeah, we got one daughter.
Okay, but she's obviously not in the loop, obviously.
she turns 8 tomorrow.
Oh, she's a little kid. Oh. Good.
Yeah, you don't tell the 8-year-old.
But nobody's allowed at the house, right?
Right.
Okay, that's the rule.
Exactly.
Like, you can't have the some dude show up at the house. And,
nope.
And you'll be out somewhere at the store. Your 8-year-old points at him. That guy was at our house last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, then he might join one of those guys in the well.
Oh, wow.
Small town Iowa, man. You scratch it, man. We've been scratching.
Yeah.
I can't come clear to Washington to metal detect.
That's good.
Are you on the road right now? You said you're in
Sioux City? Yeah, I'm in Minnesota.
Okay. Oh, well, thanks for listening, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm straight east of Sioux City or whatever that one is in South Dakota.
Okay. All right. So how long is it going to be till you see your woman again?
I'll actually be home late today.
Well,
so I'll see her.
I would
give tonight.
I would try to get laid like right now. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
he's
tired. Doesn't sound like he has the ambition. Right. Yeah. Doesn't sound like he's really driven.
All right.
Now it's more than four.
Is this hall pass going to be permanent?
As long as I have this job, I guess. I don't know.
I guess so.
One of these times I'll act on it.
All right. We'll do that. And when you do, let us know. All right. We'll celebrate.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
Sounds good.
See you, bro.
Later, guys.
Ah, man.
The dusty hall pass.
I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, you did.
I think we've always had a ton of listeners in small town Iowa. We've been on the radio.
No, this was Kansas. He's in small town Kansas.
Oh, that's right. So he's a Wichita guy probably listening to us. He said down the Manhattan, so Wichita would be up the Manhattan. Right.
Washington is right on the, just over the Kansas-Nebraska border, maybe 15 miles.
Got it.
It's south of Beatrice.
It's just a whole new
Fairbury.
Maybe it's because Tyler's been on the show now, Walsh has been on for a while, scratching the small town itch. They're all starting to check in more often. Like, oh, we got one of our own in there that's a freak, you know? I think that's it. Those city boys are kind of cool because that Tyler Walsh is in there. He's a freak like us.
We only get those calls on a Tuesday.
I know. You're right.
I've been to Washington a couple times. Yeah. And when he said she goes to Manhattan, I was like, whew, thank God. Because there's not many people in Washington. That's
around the border.
The guy that cuts your grass.
So we would head down, we'd go past York and that area. We drive the Wichita once in a while. I mean,
I don't know. I used to live in between Beatrice and Fairbury. And it's south of the border.
I got it.
Southwest.
Right. I can see it.
Go to
right
Beatrice
now.
And keep going. Like you're going to Kansas.
But that guy's situation is where, like,
he'll be listening to us on the Blaze then, probably. Yeah.
If a hall pass makes sense, that's where it makes sense. Like,
except that he's not acting on it.
That's his fault. That's his fault.
Yeah.
But I mean,
first of all, he's out on a welding job, which is all dudes somewhere in the middle of nowhere, probably.
Yeah.
And then just showing up at the bar to drink at night. What's the options? And she's back just heading to Manhattan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't take your love to town, honey.
Right. He's not welding pipe all day.
No.
Well, she is in Manhattan.
She's laying pipe. Maybe.
Right. She's grasping pipe.
If you want to call it welding pipe, whatever. You're right. She's got all day to get fancied up to head to town.
But if there's a situation where, like, the marriage is a happy marriage, but you're going to do this, that probably is where it makes sense.
Except they both have had to do it. Yeah, he hasn't done it yet.
He needs to get on that horse.
He needs to do it, man.
Yeah, but this doesn't sound like a lack of drive issue on either of their parts.
No, they're just away from each other for long periods of time.
Sounds like
there's no way this would fly at my house.
She's got total hand, which most a lot of women do, but way too much hand in that relationship, I think, right now.
I'd be like, hey, I'm going to be out of town for 2 weeks. You know, I should probably bang somebody.
Yeah, you know what? He didn't. Listen, I love the phone call. It's great. But I also think it needs to be more than a month. If you can't be, you're going to be gone like 3 weeks. I'm like, I can't wait. You know, you just don't have sex with somebody else for a month till they come back.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's you know, 3 weeks out and then 1 week home and then 3-4 weeks gone again. And, you know, I mean, it starts to stack up. I get it.
Yeah, but he's not having sex.
Well, yeah, he needs to do that.
Yeah. Sounds like he could, but he's just doesn't
tired.
Really want to.
He's welding pipe all day.
Well, that sounds like a lot of work.
And she's taking pipe every 3 weeks or so, right? In Manhattan, apparently.
Yeah.
That's where the college kids are, too.
That's where you go.
Yeah.
It's unlocking so much inside me. I just don't know.
You do got you got that grin on you right now.
I need
now.
Like 20 minutes to just go off.
Do you think she was cheating on the whole time? You tell me, Mr. Small Town.
Oh, I mean, he definitely has friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Well, he said she waited 6 months before she banged anybody.
That's what she told him.
That he knows of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I first.
But you're right, Nick. That's kind of funny. Nick's going, I got a gig in Sioux City. I'll be back tomorrow. Oh, I can't wait, honey. I mean, you're going to be in Sioux Falls coming up.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Is she coming with you?
Yes.
Okay. Then you're lucky then. Because you don't have a hall pass for that night.
No, right. Yeah. Yeah, I got a 4-hour drive.
Now, you are playing way in western Omaha on Sunday. Yeah. From where you live is a good 20-minute drive. Do you have a hall pass?
Honey, it's a long day out on Dodge.
So go ahead, Tyler. You're about to say something else, sir. I interrupted you.
No, I remember when I first, I grew up in a 1,000-person town.
Yeah.
So I wasn't a country kid.
Right.
There's a big difference.
Well, I know once you leave the town, I get it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're a big difference. But cowboys, country guys, rough guys, I wanted to be them. So I thought they loved Jesus.
Right.
Being faithful, their wives, all that.
Yeah, right.
And then
that's
not
true, right?
I was working a rodeo thing with this guy that works on the road. Mm-hmm. And we go to a Cracker Barrel after this fair convention.
Mm-hmm. As you would.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Sure.
He is wearing his wedding ring all day and very proud of it. Yeah. And then we go in the Cracker Barrel and a woman hits on him this and I'm like, nope, sorry ladies, you know, the hot cowboy, he's all and then he gives her his phone number
and you saw it
and I get all disappointed. I'm like, oh, this guy's wearing his ring, you know. He wasn't. We went outside, he put his ring in his pocket just to go into
a Cracker Barrel.
We just went out to eat and he like pocketed his ring.
How you doing, cowboy?
I'm like, I lost all faith in the cowboy race when you put your wedding ring in your pocket to go into a Cracker Barrel.
It was the fertile grounds of the Cracker Barrel. What was he supposed to do? I mean,
hey, cowboy.
And this was a southern guy. They were drooling over his accent. And
never meet your heroes, man.
What changed in your life, Tyler, that you didn't want to become Walsh, by the way, when you were a small-town kid? You said your parents were fairly conservative. Your dad was an educator, so that helps. He's actually an educated man. That helps a lot. But what made you realize that the cowboy life thing and the conservative lifestyle wasn't you, that you were becoming a hipper dude that wanted to do comedy in a big town? When did that switch? Was that high school? Or was that in college?
Weed?
It switched in college, but my parents kind of morphed with me.
Oh, good. Oh, they did.
But what helped was...
What's that like?
Yeah. Larry has a morph with Todd. Yet. You know,
there was no go F yourself, Tyler.
Right,
yeah.
My
mom?
Story's pretty similar to Tyler's. Yeah. I grew up in, I was in the town, you know, so I wasn't a farm boy, but it was 3,000 people, and you're surrounded by rural America. Right. You're surrounded.
But your parents weren't really religious, though, were they?
Yeah.
They were?
Yeah,
religious or just the phony religious?
Right. They go to show up at church.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right.
One of those
things. That's just because they had to, because it was a small town.
Sure.
And if you didn't, people would talk.
Right.
So it was what your parents morphed with you,
right? And what helped?
Did you bring them? Did you bring them your morph, or did you morph together?
No, kind of together.
Okay.
I mean, I think I started to stray.
Yeah.
And then they followed.
Got it.
But my grandparents were a big. Somehow I ended up with two very progressive grandmas.
Oh, that's cool.
Really?
On both sides.
Yeah, the one was a secretary at South High for years.
Oh, in town.
They commuted.
City. Okay, got it.
Yeah, they commuted to Omaha.
Okay. That's it. When people are around other people of different walks of life, they become more liberal. That's just the way it works.
I had big chances of being a little bigot when I was little.
I bet you did.
Sure.
But my grandma would, like, I remember her watching Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Okay.
And me being a little Christian kid, can't watch this.
Right.
There, you know, this is ungodly. Yep. She'd say, sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
This is great. And, you know, and would tell me
how it
was. And then,
Okay, cool.
And then watching all those gay guys, stirred inside you.
Then flash forward, you're in an A-frame with a fat guy with a shirt on.
Yeah.
This is how it is.
It's a straight line.
This is how it is.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.